Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Kuf Lamed Aleph Omud Beis, and we began yesterday Siman Shin Yud Zayin, which deals with the halachos of Knots on Shabbos. And we had a somewhat long introduction that we began yesterday with the Mishnah Berurah and the Deir Shu footnotes, trying to explain some of the distinctions between the opinion of Tosfos and the Rif, on one hand, which is the Mechaber's opinion, and then the Ramah's opinion, which is more the sheet of Rashi and the Rosh and other Rishonim, dealing with what is considered a prohibition d'oraisa, what is considered a prohibition d'rabbanan, and what is heter l'chatchila, permissible to go and tie and untie knots on Shabbos. So we will continue with the second line of Kuf Lamed Aleph Omud Beis with the words of the Mechaber. V'kesher she'eno shel kayoma, ve'eno ma'isei uman, mutu l'kosho l'chatchila. The Mechaber says, if you don't have either of these two situations, that it is not a kesher shel kayoma, which we defined yesterday means, according to the Mechaber, that it's for permanent usage, it's not to be taken apart, and likewise it's not a professional knot, so then one is permitted to tie these lechatchila according to the Mechaber. The Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskul She'eino shel kayoma tells us, Kol zehu loshon haRambam. This is again a direct quote. The Mechaber is quoting the sheet of the Rambam as well as the Rif. V'hainu afilu imhu osu le'ezus man. That even if it's not a permanent structure, but for a significant amount of time, that is permissible according to the Mechaber. According to the sheet of the Rosh, however, dafka k'she'eno shel kayom klal, it can't be at all lasting for a significant amount of time, as we learned yesterday in the Ramah. So here's one fundamental difference between the Mechaber and the Ramah. So we continue. The Ramah comments over here, Haga, v'chein le'inyan hataraso. The Ramah tells us the same dinim apply to tying a knot as well as untying a knot. Dino kimo le'inyan kshiraso. He brings out from the name of the Tur that tying and untying knots on Shabbos have the same exact halacha. Where it's permissible to tie it, it's permissible to untie it. Where it's not permissible to tie it, it's also not permissible to untie it. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Zayin explains Rosh Shalom, the Ramah is telling us over here, Demu kesher shachayav maki shuro, chayav malateiro. If it's a type of knot that's not permitted to be tied on Shabbos, so then it's likewise not allowed to be untied on Shabbos. V'kol shu patru avol aser, omutu l'chachila, gan deheteiro kenhu. It brings out from the Rambam that this applies to whether it's an issa d'oraisa, whether it's an issa d'rabbanan, or heter gomer. In all of these situations, whatever level applies to tying the knot, the same halach applies to untying the knot. It may be permissible l'chachila, it may be osu midrabbanan, or maybe an issa d'oraisa to tie it and untie it. The Mishnah Berurah continues, V'kol kesher shemutu latiro, any knot that you do have permission to untie, im einu yochol latiro, if you're unable to untie it, it's too tightly tied, for example, but you're allowed to untie it in halacha, then mutar linatko im hu litzorach, then you're allowed to cut it if you have a need to do so. Vein lasos came bifnei amaretz, but he says, be careful not to cut it in front of an amaretz, because the amaretz will not understand, and he will think that you're allowed to cut any type of a knot, shelo yovo lahalko yoser, and the amaretz may come and cut the knot in situations when it's not permitted to do so. And this is brought down by a very sachronim in the name of the Yam Shel Shlomo, the Maral. Dishu foot number 10 tells us, U'mashba, she'en l'nate kesher ha'osu l'zman k'shem she'osu latiro, that you're not allowed to go and cut a knot or a string that has a knot on it, just like you're not allowed to go and untie such a string. And he says as well, we'll see it later on in Siv Katan Chof Gimel, Mikol Mokom, im mataras hamenasek lahagia el hachefetz hanimtza besoch hadover hakosher. If your intention is to just get inside the, let's say you have a tie rope that's tied around a chest, and inside the chest you have something that you need, the lola natik as a chut bavad, you're not interested in cutting the thread, the rope over here, you're interested in getting inside to the item in the chest. So then Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, in the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, Shemutu Linatek Es HaKesher B'Derech Kilkul. You would be allowed to go and untie this knot in a way that will destroy it. We're not allowed to let it be reused. Ukeshem Shemutu L'Kro Es HaOr Shalpia Chavis. This is similar to, just like you're allowed to go and rip through some sort of a covering, a hide, a leather that's on top of a barrel in order to get to what's inside of the barrel, so to Avi, you're allowed to tear and ruin this string with a knot on it, just like you can ruin the leather that's covering up a barrel to get to what's inside. Now, the Chazon Ish adds over here, kesher she'isur min haTorah. However, if you're dealing over here with a knot that would be in Issa d'oraisa to untie, then the Chazon Ish says she'itochet shelohi kilu bo l'natko b'derech kilku. Then this wouldn't apply over here. Even if you're destroying the string, the knot, it wouldn't apply that you'd be allowed to do this in order to get to the stuff inside. Shelohi tiru l'asos kein. This heter over here to go and destroy the knot, destroy the string that to get inside the box to get something inside it that you need is only if the kesher was also mid the rabbanon to untie. The issue for number 11 tells us, likewise, u'mashma shim yochol atiro, if a person is able to untie it, o'she'en tzorach v'dover, or he doesn't really need what's inside this chest over here, then don't go and cut this rope that has a knot in it. Ein l'natko. Then you're not allowed to go just stomp cut it. And he brings that for the Chazon Ish as well. Ve'hevi raya l'dover. He brings the following proof, mikach she'chmiru shalol l'nate kesher v'nei amoretz, that you shouldn't go and cut a knot in front of an amoretz. Why shouldn't you do this if it's allowed? So he says, afal pishalatiro b'fon of mutter. If you'd be allowed to untie it, why wouldn't you be allowed to go and cut it over here? And he says, v'akke she'yochol l'nako b'derech kilkol, even though you can destroy it in the fashion that will totally destroy the knot when you cut it, da'aser shalom zalman zatzal, she'kavonis ha'chazini she'mekom mokom odv latir. He says, when given the choice between untying and cutting, untying is always preferable. She'regam nitok kezeh also lasos with the amoretz, because he says you're not allowed to go and even do it when it's permissible to cut it in front of the amoretz, because he's going to take too many leniencies with his din. But if you're dealing over here with a situation where to cut the knot would be very easy, but to untie the knot, which we just said is preferable, will take you a tremendous amount of time and difficulty. So then Rav Ozzel Zatzal, the Shevet HaLevi, brings down, we view this as if it's unable to be untied, and then in this situation, it will be actually preferable to go and cut it. Now we go back to the Mechaber, and the Mechaber explains this din over here that we said, if it's a kesher she'eino shel kayama, ve'eino ma'isi uman, then you'd be allowed to go and tie it l'chatril in the first place. So what are the examples over here where you have an issur d'rabbanan? Ketzad, nifsaka lo ritzua ukshara. If you have a string or a rope over here that was cut, and now you tie it together, you tie the two ends together. Or nifsaka chevel ukshara, or you have a rope that it got cut, and you tie the two ends together. Oh, Shekashar chevel bedli, or you have a rope attached to some sort of a bucket that you're going to go use to fill up water from the well, and you tie a rope to this bucket. Or shekashar resin behema, or you're tying a rope onto the reins of an animal. All of these hareze potter of a loser. All of these are not an issa d'oraisa based upon what the Mechaber just told us, that it must be a kesher shel kayama and it can't be a professional uman's knot. So all of these certainly are not an issa d'oraisa. However, they would be an issa d'rabbanan over here in every one of these situations. And that's really what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat Ches. When the Mechaber said ketzad over here, he's talking about adeleelkoi, going back to the previous statement of the Mechaber, where he says if it's a kesher shel kayama, but it's not a ma'isi uman, the potter of a loser. That's what this series of knots over here are. They're not professional knots, but they are intended to remain for a permanent nature. So this is where the Mechaber, bringing down the Rif and the Rambam, holds that these are also mid'rabbanan. Sivkot and Ches, what is this? Chevel b'dli? Hatalu shum al piaber lushol b'mayim. It's again, you have this bucket that's on top of the well, and you want to lower it into the well, so you tie a knot to the handle of the bucket so you can lower it down and then bring it back up. The Mechaber continues and says, V'chein kol kayotze b'elu aksharim. All of these types of knots that we just said, or anything similar to them, what's the common denominator over here? Shem ma'isei hedyot. None of these are professional knots. They're all regular routine knots that any person can do. The whole adam kosher osam l'kaima, and any person can do them, and he's doing them for a permanent status. They should stay that way. So in all of these, there is an issur d'rabbanan. However, the kol kesher she'eino shel kayama. However, according to the Mechaber, the Rif, the Rambam, if it's not a permanent knot, it's not intended to stay permanently. Im kisharo kesher uman. If you do a professional knot, albeit not for a permanent nature, that's also harei yosur. That's also issur d'rabbanan. So the Mechaber is telling us over here that there are two ways that knock it down from deraisa. Deraisa, according to Rif Rambam, the Mechaber's opinion, if you're making a professional knot to last forever, that is an issur deraisa. But if you're making a professional knot, but not to last forever, or if you're making a non-professional knot, but it should last forever, those are issurim d'rabbanan. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Yud, Hainu afilu b'shesosol lahatir b'osu yom atzvo. According to the Mechaber, even if your intention is to undo it that day, if it's a professional knot, Also, l'deyazu midirabbanon kivin shaso ma'isuman. Since you made a professional knot, it's also even if it's only going to last for a very short period of time. That is the shita of the mechaber based upon the Rambam and the Rif. One more caveat, the Mechaber tells us, ulitzorach mitzvah. However, if you're making this knot that we just explained is either a professional knot for a short period of time or a non-professional knot but to last permanently, if you're doing it litzorach mitzvah, he brings down over here, based upon the Gemara in Shabbos, then kigon shekosher limdot echad mishiure haTorah, you're tying these ropes together in order to be able to measure a shear in the Torah, mutu likshor kesher she'eno shokayama. He would allow you to go and make a non-permanent knot in this situation. The Mishnah will explain that we're talking here about a professional knot, because if it's a non-permanent knot done in a non-professional way, that would be mutu l'chachila all the time, even if it wasn't l'dvar mitzvah. And the Mishnah explains in Sivkot Yudala, Hainu, what are we talking about over here that you're allowed to do this l'tzorach mitzvah? Hainu shekosher shnei chavolim biyachad. You're taking two ropes and you're tying them together in order, for example, kadesh yuchalim dod behem shir mikvah. You want to make sure that you have an adequate amount of water here for the mikvah. So you're either going to measure the depth of the mikvah, or you're going to measure the height, width, and the length of the mikvah, whatever you're going to do to make sure that you have an adequate mikvah over here. Sivkot Yudbeis, mutulik shar v'chule. In this situation, we said you're allowed to go tie it for the sake of a mitzvah. Hainu afiluhu ma'isuman. As I pointed out, we're talking here even if it's a professional knot. Because if you're talking, according to the Mechaber, about a non-professional knot that's not for permanent, the lav hochi afilu below mitzvah shari, then as I pointed out, it would even be permissible even not for l'shem mitzvah. And here we're talking about that there's no other way to perform the mitzvah without doing this. Because if you can make it without doing a professional knot, then you're certainly much better off making the non-professional knot and not being over an Issa Durabbanan in order to fulfill this mitzvah over here. In this situation, the rabbis wouldn't have to, quote, allow you to do an Issa Durabbanan in order to do a mitzvah. So if you can do it without making a professional knot, you can just do a regular non-professional knot, that would certainly be the better way to go. The issue number 12 brings down, even though in general we don't allow you to do a Issa Durabbanan in order to allow you to do a mitzvah, so why is this different over here? So Rav Ozan Zatzal, the Shevet HaLevi, brings down, you can't compare. In this situation they said you can, and in other situations they said you can't. He adds, maybe you could still make a distinction between this shvus over here and other shvusim, based upon what the Vilna Gaon wrote. She shvusim derabbanon chamurim mishar gzeres derabbanon. A shvus derabbanon is sometimes stricter than a gzere derabbanon. In what sense? Mimele yitochen she isra kshira midrabbanon she eino el gzere huto b'mokum mitzvah. That over here it's only a gzere. The only reason that it is was because you may come to do something that's not permitted. So therefore, in this situation, afal pi sheshar shvusim derabbanon lo hutru, even though in other situations the shvus derabbanon they didn't allow, here, since it's a gzere that you may come to do something b'mokum mitzvah, they allowed it. This has a huge practical ramification. We skip a paragraph in the Dirshu footnotes and go to the next paragraph, where he tells us, what about tying on an ID tag on a baby that's born on Shabbos? And there's no other way to do this over here. So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, Shekivon she'ein ze kesher also lekayama. It's not done for permanent nature. And this is an essential thing over here to have the tag on the baby. Because Rachmona Litzlan, if you mixed up the babies, it could lead to terrible Yisurim later on in life. A brother could marry a sister, Rachmona Litzlan. So therefore, this is only an Issa Kashira Midrabanon, and it's Mutter B'mokom Mitzvah over here. And Dishufu number 13 says, while we gave the example over here of a professional knot for a short period of time, he brings down over here from the Orach Laner that the same din applies over here, that it would be permissible, l'shem mitzvah, to do the derabbanon of a permanent knot that's not done l'mayim by an uman, that's not done in a professional way. That's the other side of the coin that we said is normally awesome in the derabbanon. So here, l'shem mitzvah, b'makom mitzvah, it would be permissible. Mr. Bruce Sivkot Yud Gimel adds, Hainu, afilu ha'osu lizman, you would be allowed to go and make this professional knot over here that's not done for permanent nature, that is allowed l'shem mitzvah, and he says, even if it's going to last for a significant amount of time. The Mechaber Shita is, only if it's permanent, then it's osur midaraisa, and therefore it's only osur midrabbanan over here if it's a professional knot that's not done for a permanent usage. And therefore, b'mokum mitzvah, this issur derabbanan goes away. Then he brings down from the Sefer Beis Meir, cause of the Sefer Beis Meir, Shema Shehetik HaShulchan Aruch, the Mutu B'mokum Mitzvah, who racked us a Rambam via Tor. This is only according to the opinion of the Rambam in the Tor that the Mechaber has been going by. However, Avo L'Rashi, V'atosus, V'baritunura, Sham, Mitzadi Dekesh, or Osir, Osir, Avilu B'mokum Mitzvah. According to the opinion of Tosfos and Rashi over here that we've been discussing the Ramah's opinion, so then this is not permitted at all, even if it's b'makom mitzvah to be over in Issa d'Rabban. And now we see inside the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, v'yesh omrim d'yesh lizor shalo lahatir shum kesher. The Ramah is telling us one has to be very careful not to ever go and untie on Shabbos a knot on top of a knot, kesher agabi kesher, which is a double knot. The ein onu bakiim eza mikre kesher shel uman, because we're not familiar enough to know which ones are called a professional knot and therefore be an issa d'oraisa. Even if it's not a permanent nature, it's not done on a to be tied forever. He says that b'she'enu shakayama also l'kashro, because he holds, the Ramah holds, that even if it's not done for a permanent nature, just for a long period of time, it's also an issa d'oraisa. And therefore, the same thing applies to din latirah, also to undo it. As we pointed out, the same halach applies to tying a knot as well as untying a knot. Where it's aser, it's aser. And therefore, he says, this is the psak. He brings down from the Gol Salfasi, the chayin noagin. We should paskin, the Ramah says, like this more machmer opinion, to never tie or untie a double knot. However, he says, mikol mokum nira dimimokum tsaira, if a person is suffering some sort of pain by not untying this knot, en locho shumutu latiro, then you would be allowed to go and untie it over here. We don't have to be concerned. As long as you don't know for certain that it's a real double knot, there would be an issa d'oraisa, then you'd only be allowed to untie it if it was pikuach nefashos. But here he's telling us that if you're not certain over here that it's truly a double knot, it would only be an issa d'rabbanon to untie it. But mokum tsar, he says you'd be allowed to untie it. Deinu ela issa d'rabbanon. At best, it would only be an issa d'rabbanon over here. Uba mokum tsar lo gozru. And the rabbis didn't institute this kazera over here in a setting of pain. I've heard the boina shnei kisharim zeh al zeh. That which we said that you need to have a double knot in order to be over the issa d'oraisa, kishosher shnei dvarim biyachad. That's only when you're tying two things together. You're tying rope A to rope B. In order for them to be considered tied together, there would be an issa d'oraisa. Then you have to tie a double knot, a knot al gabi knot, a kesher al gabi kesher. However, avolim also kesher b'rosh echo shochut o meshicha. But if you have a single thread and you're just tying off one end of it, so then if you make a single knot over there, a rope or a thread, dino kishnek sharm, it has the halachic status. He brings down from the Sefer Mitzvot Gedolos from the Smag that has the same halachic status as if a double knot was made connecting two ropes that were ripped apart. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Yud Aleph explains further. Pirush. According to the Riff and the Rambam, as we've already explained, a professional knot is osur, even if it's not done for a permanent nature at all. It's going to be untied that day. And he says, and we don't know whether a double knot is a kesher shalunuman or not. Therefore, mistavra the kol kesher koshun also hode ketev heavy shalunuman. So therefore, we have to go la chumra and say any knot that's tied tightly has this halachic status of being a kesher shalunuman. And therefore, since we're worried about the opinion of the Rambam and the Rift that says any time you do that, it's an issa d'rabbanan, you shouldn't do this except b'makom tzar, or as we pointed out, b'makom mitzvah, according to the Mechaber. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Lokoch anu nizharim b'chol kesher shel shnei kisharim." That's why we're very careful about any double knot. The shnei kisharim have a kesher amitz, because two knots together, a double knot, is always a very tight knot, and that may be a professional knot from a halachic point of view. Umasha kosav shum kesher, that which the Ramah said, you're not allowed to do this over here with any kesher that's a double knot. Rotzalomer, he means to tell us, the Mishnah Berurah says, afilu osan kesharim, even those types of knots, hamavurin lekamen besimen zeh, that will be learned later on in this simen shin yud zayin, the mutu likshor lahatir, that are permissible lechatchila to go and tie and untie, that's hainu davka bekesher echa. That's only when it's a single knot, those knots are being talked about, but not when they're a double knot. That's always forbidden, midirabbanon. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Tezvav, that the halacha of status over here, when you're tying a single knot at the end of a rope, a chutur meshicha, that is considered like a double knot. So he says, the oz mis hadek shapi, because when you're tying a single knot on a single rope, that tightens very well, umikre kesher shalumun, and that has a halachic status potentially of a professional knot. The issue foot number 15 brings down, v'chein hiduk shel kesher rofe v'shu kesher agabi kesher. If you have a soft kesher over here, it's not so tight, but it's a double knot. For example, the kesher that you have on the top of the tzitzis, there's a double knot on the top of the tzitzis, and the second knot sometimes get loose. So he brings out from the Ksosa Shulchan that if you were to tighten that knot, it would be a chiyav chatos, an issa d'oraisa, because before the hiduk, it's not considered a ma'isa uman. And now by tightening it, you're doing, in fact, a ma'isa uman, and therefore it's an issa d'oraisa to tighten your talis on Shabbos. And so some people have the minhag that they don't check their talis specifically on Shabbos because you may come to tighten it by accident. And he says it might even be also even according to the Rosh, because before you tighten it, it doesn't even have the shame of a kesher. The issue for number 16 brings down from the Chazon Ish, however, that ain't osrim lalechis im tzitzis kashorea enam hudokim mechashash shem yovo lahatke mishabas. You don't have to be concerned that you're not allowed to wear such a pair of tzitzis, because kiven sha'af below a hiduk at tzitzis ksherim, because the tzitzis are still kosher even if they're not tightly tied, so we don't worry ourselves that you'll come to tighten it automatically. But as I said, some people don't check their tzitzis on Shabbos for that reason. That concludes today's shiur.